た記憶コモン・ホーキンス、作詞はエディ・ジェフェソン、曲の名前はバディ・アンド・ソウルです。
Saxophones. Yes, indeed he was. Talking about the guy that made it sound so good. Some people knew him by the ring, but Hawkins was his name. He sure could swing and play pretty too. Sounds good to me, should sound good to you. I love to hear him play body and soul, very pleasing to the ear. When I first heard it on the record, I just stopped right there. Sounded like a band of angels in the sky, and I have never ever heard a sweeter tone. In fact, I paid no attention to the saxophone till Coleman Hawkins came along and spoke to everyone, saying that I'll show you what you hear me, what I play for you. Sometimes it's hot, then again it's soldier seems to wander, pleasing each and every one. Here's what I've long been praying for. The doors have not been always open, but I'm trying to please you. Please don't try to stop me. Won't you like your folks? And then he started cooking. Every time he plays a melodic melody, fast or slow, you could tell that it was Hawkins. No other one ever has quite captured his tone, just he alone. As the sound of penetrates, it will sugar every ear, yes it will. And every chorus gives you just another thrill. Then along came Eddie Jefferson, sang the melody like Hawkins played it. He sang it true, he sang it blue, made words for it too. All the fans of New York loved him, there's no one above him. Here in the USA, I've heard them say, oh, he was the man. Oh, how he could sing, vanity swing, sang on the wing, did his own thing, yes he did. Throughout the country, music of his eyes still wigging, on Eddie singing all around the world. He is known. Rhythm was his special joy, he swung it like a horn. He must have been born to be a singer, cause his lyrics were so sincere and true. Funny said, oh, oh yeah. And we've got to remind you, 30 years it took him, singing every day to attain his first claim to fame. He was 20 years ahead of his time, and he knew it, but he kept right on a singing. He went all around the world, making rhythm, cause music sure was in him, and he knew it was. Sang with Mooney and Richie Cole. He could sing it just like Bird, but his forte was the words he wrote to music that he sang. So he sang, and he sang, and he sang his words so clever. And I hope he'll never, cause he cut this masterpiece, and now we're trying to sing it for you. Hope the Bean and Eddie both would still approve. You can surely bet that we won't forget, cause we hear them yet. Goodbye.